We're going to talk about crackpots on Shabbos. Can you use a crackpot on Shabbos? So basically there are three issues that need to be dealt with when discussing crackpots on Shabbos. There's the issue, all three midrabanan. Obviously the issue of bishul d'oraisa, we're going to leave out. That's obvious that you can't actually put raw food on a crackpot on Shabbos. That would be cooking. That would be bishul d'oraisa. But let's assume you use a crackpot the way it's normally used, by putting food up in the crackpot before Shabbos. What are the halachic challenges that it presents? So there are three separate issurim d'rabbanan that need to be dealt with. There's the issue of shihia, the issue of chazara, and the issue of hatmana. Let's take one at a time. Shihia is the issurim d'rabbanan of leaving any food cooking from before Shabbos into Shabbos. Even though you put the food on the fire before Shabbos, allowing it to continue to cook into Shabbos is asur midrabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan asur it? Not because there's any malacha. The malacha, after all, is done when you put the food on the fire. That was done before Shabbos. Chazal asur it because of a concern, shemi yichata begechalim, that you might come to stoke the coals, you might come to mess with the fire in order to enlarge the flame, in order to allow the food to cook more quickly. That was the concern with shihia. Now, there are several exceptions to the isra of shihia. So, for instance, if the food was already cooked, let's say, according to Hananya, Kemachal ben Jusai, which is half cooked or a third cooked, according to the Rabbanan, only if it's fully cooked. But whichever way, let's assume it's fully cooked, so you save all problems, according to everybody, then there would be no issue of Shehiyah. Right, if the chalent was already fully cooked before Shabbos started, there would be no issue of shihia. According to Hananya, which is how we pass in Mikra Din, if it was half cooked before Shabbos started, there would not be a problem of shihia. So if you put the chalent up on Friday morning in the crock pot, you've already solved the problem of shihia. By the time Shabbos starts, the chalent is probably cooked. So the shihia problem would have been solved. There's another issue. Let's say you put the chalent up right before Shabbos. Right? A minute before Shabbos. So then it sounds like you have a shihia problem. But then there's another heter that comes into play. There's something called kedera chaisa. Kedera chaisa is the concept that if something is raw and has no chance of being ready for tonight's meal anyway, because it's going to cook so slowly that it's not going to be ready no matter what you do, so Chazal weren't concerned that you're going to stoke the coals or you're going to raise the flame, because it's not going to help. It's not going to get cooked anyway by tonight. And by tomorrow, it's going to be cooked even if you don't raise the flame. So there's some poskim that apply that to a crockpot. A crockpot is what they call a slow cooker. So if you cook it a minute, if you put it up a minute before Shabbos, it's not going to be ready that night, even if you turn the crockpot on high. It's going to only be ready the next morning. So that might be an exception to the Isur Shihia. So far we've learned, if you put it up really early or really late, it would seem that it's not a problem of Shihia. What if you put it up a couple of hours before Shabbos, not really early, not really late? So then, what do you do about Shihia? So there's another way to solve the issue of Shihia, and that is by having a garuf v'katum, by putting a blech on. If you put something over the flame and the knobs, let's just say to keep it simple, over the flame and the knobs before Shabbos, then there's no concern that you're going to come to adjust the flame, because there's a reminder right there that you can't adjust the flame. Something's covering the flame, something's covering the knob, so you're not going to come to adjust it. How do you cover the flame in a crock pot? What's the flame? So the flame is the coils that are inside the metal exterior of the crock pot is the flame. So what you would do to cover the flame is line the inside with foil. If you line it with an extra layer of aluminum foil, that would be a blech. Just like putting a flat sheet of aluminum on your stovetop is a blech, putting aluminum foil around the inside of the crockpot is a blech. And that would certainly solve the problem of shihia. So that would solve the problem of shihia no matter what. So if you really want to avoid, not have to cheshbon out your timing of putting up the chalent, and you just want to know that you're never going to have a problem of shihia, just put a blech on. You just keep the crockpot with an extra layer of foil in between the insert and the metal exterior, the metal casing that the insert gets put into. Now there is a chumrah that Rav Moshe Feinstein has when it comes to an urn, where Rav Moshe writes that the water has to be fully cooked before Shabbos, because in case you take any water out, that's going to be memaher the bishul. It's going to speed up the bishul of the rest of the water if you take some water out before all of it is fully cooked. So Rav Moshe held that you should make sure that the water in the urn has been fully cooked, has reached its highest temperature a little bit before Shabbos. That's a chumrah. Shlomo Zalman didn't accept the chumrah. He says, it's a chumrah. You want to accept it, you can accept it as a chumrah. But if you're going to accept that chumrah l'chora, it should apply by a crockpot as well. right? Meaning if you remove any of the food, so that will cause the rest of the food to cook much more quickly, right? So the lechora, that if you, one were to accept that chumrah should apply to a crock pot as well, and one should make sure that all the food is fully cooked before Shabbos, if we're going to accept that chumrah. The second issue is the issue of chazara. The issue of chazara is that taking a fully cooked food and putting it back on a flame is asur midrabanan. It's already cooked, I'm not cooking anymore. No, it's still asur midrabanan because it looks like cooking. It's mechsi kimevashel. When you take something that's fully cooked and you put it back on a flame, so it looks like you're cooking it, and that's therefore asur midrabanan. In order to be permitted to do chazara, you need four conditions to be in play. Now, you should just realize, chazara is only going to be an issue with the crock pot if you take food, you take the crock pot out and you want to then put it back in. If you only take the crock pot out once on Shabbos morning and dish out all the chalent that you're going to have for the whole Shabbos, and then you're going to put the insert in the sink and you're not putting it back in the casing, then chazara is a non-issue. Chazara is only if you're going to put it back into the casing. Right, so chazara is only going to be aser, is going to be mutter if you have four conditions. Number one, it has to be mevushal kol tzarcho. The food in the pot has to be fully cooked. Number two, od biyado, you're not supposed to have ever let go of the pot, so it should still be in your hand. You're allowed to rest it on the counter, just keep your hand on it, that's okay. Number three is it has to be daita lachzer, you have to have the plan of putting it back. And number four, and this is key, is that it has to be garuf v'katum. It also needs a blech. In order for it to allow chazar, you can't put it directly back on a fire. You need to put it on something that has a blech. So, what? Yeah, okay. So, that's not one of the... Okay, it's going to be that way anyway. So, let's...
If you wait an hour, you can't put it
back. Yeah, with your hand on it. You know, I'm saying, practically speaking. So, let's assume that it's... You want to put the chalent back into the insert of the crack pot. So, what do you need? You need garuf v'katum. You need it to be blech. How do you make sure that it's blech? Again, you need that thing of aluminum foil. So the layer of aluminum foil helps you with chazara, and it helps you with shehiyah. So it's very kedai to have... Now again, if the food was fully cooked before Shabbos, you have no shehiyah problem anyway, so you wouldn't need it mitam shehiyah. And if you don't plan on putting it back in, you have no chazara problem. So you don't have to see, if you're in someone's house and they don't have the aluminum foil lining the inside, that it's necessarily a problem. They may not want to put it back in after they take it out, and they may have had it fully cooked before Shabbos, so maybe they didn't need it, right? But if you are going to do chazara, then you need the blech, and if you're going to be doing shehiyah, you need the blech. Let's say you forgot, right? Or you're not in charge, and whoever is in charge didn't put the aluminum foil in, and you want to take Friday night challenge, and then you want to put it back in. So what do you do? So the halacha in that case is, you cannot put it back in. What you should do in that case is just spoon it out without ever removing the insert, which is not a l'chavchila thing to do, right? We don't like the idea of spooning out while it's still on the flame because of magus. That's a different issue I'm not going to discuss right now. But b'di'evet, in that type of situation, better than taking it off and putting it back on an unblecked hot pot, crock pot, would be to just spoon it out while it's still in the insert and never removing it from the casing in the first place. The third issue is the issue of hatmana. Hatmana is the issur of insulating something. Now there are two types of hatmana. There's hatmana b'davar mosif hevel and hatmana b'davar sheina mosif hevel. The one that concerns us is hatmana b'davar mosif hevel. Hatmana b'davar mosif hevel means you're going to insulate the pot with something that adds heat to it, which is certainly true of the cylinder that you put the pot into in the crock pot. It certainly adds heat. That's where all the heat comes from, right? So it's certainly mosif hevel. Question is it really hatmana? So generally, for hatmana to be a problem, you need four things to be true. It needs to totally enwrap the pot. The pot needs to be a kli rishon. It needs to be the pot that it was cooked in originally. It needs to be done with the intention to do it for warmth. And it needs to be in that which is mosif hevel needs to be in direct contact with the container. So now, when you put a normal crock pot in the thing, is it still in the kli rishon? Absolutely. That's the pot that it's cooked in. Do you intend to keep it warm by putting it there? Absolutely you do. Right? That's the whole reason it's there. Does it come in direct contact with the inside pot? Absolutely. It fits snugly right in there, right? That it touches the walls of the cylinder that surrounds it. So absolutely you have all of those. What about the fourth one, or the first one? Is it totally enwrapped? So that's machlokas haposkim. How do you define totally enwrapped? That metal cylinder only covers the sides, doesn't cover the top. So whether that's considered totally enwrapped was machlokas haposkim. It happens to be Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that it is a problem of hatmana, and Rav Moshe Feinstein held that it's not a problem of hatmana because it doesn't cover the top also. So the hatmana issue is a machlokas haposkim. There's a simple way around it. What's a simple way around the hatmana issue? Just make sure that one of the other conditions aren't met. How do you get around any of the other conditions? So one of the other conditions is that it touch come in direct contact to the inside pot. If you take some aluminum foil balls, roll up a few balls of aluminum foil, and put it in the bottom of the cylinder, that will raise the inside pot, and mela, it won't be in direct contact with it, and then it's not going to be a hatmana issue anymore. So that's what a number of the postkim suggested to get around Rav Shlomo Zalman. I once asked Rav Shechter if it's necessary, if he held that it's necessary to do that. He said he did not believe that it was necessary, but he did hold that it was necessary to put a black in the inside, you know, to line the inside with foil anyway, just because of to line the inside with foil, just because of the shihi and chazari issues. But in terms of hatmana, he didn't think you need to raise the pot by putting a big fat ball of aluminum foil on the bottom of the pot to make it a little uneven and to raise it above the rest. Okay, we'll stop with that. Maybe we should. You could apply a lot of these things to warming drawers also. Why? I guess we'll make that a different thing. Yeah.